Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every evening, either at 6:30, 8 o'clock, or 9:30, and sometimes 11. And show is an insight as to today's show. I have an MDiv from Princeton Theological Seminary in theology, and I have a great interest in Christian thought. And many of the themes of this show have involved biblical statements, biblical revelation. And in this case, today I will be talking about heaven and hell. These are not very popular topics in today's world. Most of the church seems to be concerned with social justice, which is great. But I intend to talk about the next life, whatever it may be in store for us, whether heaven or hell. Now, I am going to give you a little background about myself. This is a politically incorrect show. It is not a show of media hype, media falsehoods. We are concerned with critical thinking and honest discernment and honest truth and facts. We're not concerned with political rhetoric, and we reject that on this show. Next, I think you should know that I am a Christian, and I'm not about to abandon that position. I adhere to the creeds of the Church, the Apostles, Athanasian, and Nicene Creed, and I believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. If I read a book, I read a Christian book, whether it's C.S. Lewis, whether G.K. Chesterton, or St. Augustine, or Gregory, or St. Paul, which is one of, he was one of the great religious thinkers of all time, and St. Thomas Aquinas, and Calvin, Bonhoeffer, and Luther, and many, many others, including T.S. Eliot. And those are just some of the people that I read. I read these people because I derive benefit from their thoughts and thinking. That includes Tolstoy and John Milton, the author of Paradise Lost, the only epic in English literature, and he was one of the great minds. He perceived the fall of man in Genesis 2 as a critical historical event. He was right, and he handled the matter in Paradise Lost, a very great poem, and a very great poet, and a very great mind. I also point out to you John Bunyan, Pilgrim's Progress, a wonderful Christian book in every way. Third, I run two radio shows, a podcast show and a blog, this Blog Talk radio show. I have many people from visitors from many countries to the Blog Talk show, including Saudi Arabia, Bangladesh, India, Germany, United Kingdom, and many, many others, including Pakistan, etc. I also have I have visitors from China and Muslim countries. I'm pleased to say my mother's Muslim brothers and sisters do, in fact, visit my sites constantly. Despite their Christian orientation, I'm very happy to have them. I love to dialogue with them in every respect. And then I have visitors to my podcast show, over 4,000 have visited my podcast show, and from over 80 countries in the world. And that includes, of course, Muslim countries and China. I have also written 10 books, Christian books and legal books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, and as well as a recent book on my favorite book in the Bible, the Psalms, which are great Jewish Hebrew religious poetry. They're fantastic. John Donne, the great English poet, said of them that they were the manna of the church. They're great, they're inspiring, and I hear the voice of God. When I read the Psalms, I hear the voice of God in Christ speaking to me from the next world. They are so inspiring and great. And also I challenge to you that can you, in the Psalms, can come across in any translation, in any language, as opposed to many other works such as Tolstoy or the Russian writers or the French writers, where the translation does not come across. Wherever the Psalms are translated, their greatness becomes apparent. This is a 390-page book I wrote, and I hope it's of value. I'm preparing two blog books of my blogs, literary, theological, and political. They'll be published. One of them, the first one, will be published soon, and I do hope that you will find benefit from both of these books. I'm also writing a book on the miracles in the Bible, and on in the Book of Job, one of the most inspiring of the books in the Bible. Job was not Jewish; he was an Edomite, and the book is structured in the form of a Greek play or dialogue. Very interesting book. I tend to write about it and hopefully reveal something valid concerning it. I've written over 800 blogs. These are essays. Many of these are available on academia.edu, on my website, and on social media. And they are regularly downloaded by many people from many countries all over the world. Again, Muslim countries and China. I'm very happy to say my Muslim brothers and sisters have no objection to my Christian religious beliefs in these publications. And in fact, I have a very nice and fine young woman who's a friend of mine in Iran, who is a Muslim, but who's intensely interested in my Christian writing. She's a very intelligent person. I find Muslim people extremely bright, and they are quite open-minded in this respect. Finally, I have written three journal articles, Syracuse Law Review, on criminal procedure, and on Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal, on the United States educational system, and the sexual orientation discrimination, which I oppose. And these books have been bought by many countries, many libraries in Europe and elsewhere, all over the world, and in North America also, very extensively. And I'm pleased to say the State Department has bought all three of these books, and the United States Supreme Court has bought the Syracuse Law Review. Many, 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 many university libraries have bought these books, I'm pleased to say. Now, I'm going to talk about heaven and hell. Not a very popular topic. In fact, most people don't think too much about it. They think about their next meal and they're getting their nice suit of clothes and how they look like and how they're going to entertain themselves. That seems to be the main object of life these days, entertaining yourself and having a good time. I don't think it's very important, but I think the issues of heaven and hell are very important. Now, we have to understand the distinction here. Heaven is the residence of God, and God is love. Christ is love. That is all God is concerned with and functions as. Therefore, when we go to heaven for the goodness of our lives or our faith in Christ, we go to a place of love. We go to a place where love is regularly communicated, both through the Trinity, Christ, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father. They are in a relationship of love, and the angels are also in a relationship of love with God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And the human beings that may come there and be rewarded for their life of love, they are in continuous communion of love with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all the angels. So that is what heaven is all about, I think, an exchange of love. It is the incarnation of love. In this life, love is fractured. It is not readily seen and not readily available. But in the next world, it will only be love, and that's all that will be going on. Constant communication and relationship of love. That is what God and Christ are about. They want for human beings, and that is what is going on. If there is a heaven, that is what is going on in that place. It is a place of eternal and constant communication of love. God has no other aspect of his nature but love. He has no hate. He has no anger. He has no hostility in him. Now let's talk about hell. Now hell, again, is a very touchy subject. And in fact, Jesus speaks about it fairly often, whether in the parable of the rich man of Lazarus or in Matthew 23, where he says that if you don't love your neighbor as yourself and live your life in that respect, you could be condemned to hell. Those are one of many, many statements of the existence of hell. Let's try to understand hell. Sometimes the image is presented of a place as a place of flames and fire. I think it's only an image. I don't think that it's a place of fire particularly. But what I do think it is a place where there is no love. It is only a place of selfishness. It is only a place of hostility. It is only a place of loneliness. It is only of separation from love and separation from God. It is a lonely, lonely, separated place where people are separated from love 100%. They live in their selfishness. They live in their hostility, whatever they've done in their lives. They live in their anger. And this is hell. Hell is separation from God, who is love. And that fate, if we are placed in hell, you don't want to be there. It is a lonely, lonely, isolated, loveless place. That is what hell is about, a place of no love, of no feeling, of no concern for others. That is what hell is about. So I've given you a kind of my impression as to what I think heaven and hell represent. I don't think God sends people to hell or sends them to heaven. They walk there as a consequence of their lives. If their lives are good and loving, they go to heaven. If their lives are isolated, angry, hostile, and mean, and selfish, they will walk to the environs of hell. And hell, as I repeat, it is not about flames, it's not about fire, it's a spiritual reality, and that reality is hell is a place totally without relationship and love. It's a fate that I wouldn't wish on anyone for eternity. And so, that's as much as I want to say about this subject. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I may speak about it again one of these nights, and give you an insight, more insights, as to also these consequences, these spiritual realities are the next world. Many people don't believe in the next world. They think it's only now, here and now, their car, their clothes, their partner or partners. That's all they think about, how to entertain themselves, how to look at some magazine with a beautiful woman and be convinced that this is the world. It isn't the world. It's the commercial world to make us buy things. As I said, the reality of heaven and hell are the reality of what I believe to be the next world. I know that many people don't believe in the next world. They don't want to believe it. But for Christians, it is the only option. It is what Jesus talks about. It is what he refers to. It is what he predicts constantly in the Gospels, the next world, whether heaven or hell, whatever consequence there may be of how we lived our lives. So that's as much as I want to say about this, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'll speak again another night.